We're getting ready to shift and transition to hear our speaker, Ruth Paco. Ruth Paco is an anointed prophet of the Lord. She is one of our own. And one of the mandates that Kingdom Alliance has is to honor our very own. And if we cannot honor our very own, then there's a disconnect. And so we want to welcome each and every one of you out here tonight. We thank you so much for coming out on this very cold Alaskan night. I mean, this house should be full, really. I know that there's other meetings going on, and there's a lot of sickness going on. But we thank you so much for coming out. We want you to sow into the baskets as the Spirit of the Lord leads you. If Kingdom Alliance has been a blessing in your life, sow into it. If you have been ministered to here, if you have been touched, if you have been changed, if the Lord has fed you here, if you feel His Spirit moving on you to sow into the baskets, we just want to encourage you to do that. Thank you so much, worship team. You guys are amazing. You flow in the anointing and in the Spirit of God, and I thank you for your flexibility. So without going any further, I want to welcome Ruth Paco. She's going to minister, and then I'm going to minister with her. We are the dynamic duo tonight. Amen. So take it away, Ruth. Amen.
God bless you. Thank you. God bless every one of you. It's been a privilege and an honor to serve with the Alaskan people. I tell you what, we are the frozen chosen, but we are God's people. I'm going to share real briefly with you what the Lord spoke to my heart a couple weeks ago. I was kind of annoyed, actually. You know, I was like, things are not happening the way I want them to, at the speed I want them to, and I'm kind of having a hissy fit. And then someone in my family made me even madder. And I'm like, same old, same, whatever. So I went to lay down. I went to lay down on the bed, and I was about to get depressed. I really was about to get depressed. And so I started to lay down on the bed. And it was like the Holy Spirit just spoke to me so quickly. He said, almost so loudly, we are living in the last days. Wake up. Wake up. We are living in the last days. And I'm like, huh? And then he said, you see the evil every single day on the television set. You see it in the news. You see it in the overseas areas. You see it in your household. You see it in the church. You see it in yourself. You do. And I'm like, oh my gosh, Lord, what to do? And he said, this is the time for unity and obedience. You must obey. You must be in unity. And I said, God, help me understand unity. Help me. Give me a broader understanding of unity. And he said, you walk. I have to be careful how to say this, but you walk in the anointing I gave you. My church walk in the anointing I gave them. But sometimes you see jostling and selfish ambition. And he said, sometimes you see things happening within someone else that you get jealous about, or you want to get mad, or you want to be bugged. And he said, I require you to be obedient this year. I require unity and obedience. And it was like I began to see dark things going quickly in the spirit coming through. And I said, what's going on, Lord? And again, he said, this is the last days. The days are getting darker, and you will see the attacks coming. You will see the drunkenness coming, the drama coming, but he said, you must stay in unity toward your household, toward your children, toward your family, toward your pastor, toward your preachers, toward your work. You must be in unity and obey me. And I tell you what, I really had to go into the altar and just pray. I really had to go into the altar and repent, and I put a word out there. But it really shook me up. And so 2019, what's in store? You know, God's really amazing. I'm going to backtrack right here. Long, Mary Glazier, Eleanor, Eva. Years ago, we operated in church in the old-fashioned. We had church. And we had good old-fashioned deliverance and casting out devils. We did. I'll tell you what, if there was a prayer line up here, nobody could keep me from that, getting up to that thing, because he was not going with me home that night. No way, no how. No, no, no. I'm going to give you some scriptures. Go to Mark 1:23. How much time do I got, Eleanor? Mark 1:23. Now there was a man in the synagogue with an unclean spirit, and he cried out, saying, let us alone. What do we have to do with you, Jesus of Nazareth? Did you come to destroy us? I know who you are, the Holy One of God. You know, it's remarkable that the demon knew who Jesus was. And it took the disciples a year and a half to understand who Jesus was in reality. That was the first miracle Jesus began to do. Jesus was not speaking to the man when he said, come out. He was speaking to an unclean spirit. Mark 1 verse 25, but Jesus rebuked him, the demon. Be quiet, he said, and come out of him. And when the unclean spirit had convulsed him and cried out with a loud voice, the spirit came out from him. Then they were all amazed, so that they questioned among themselves, what is this? What new doctrine is this? For what authority he commands even the unclean spirit, and they obey him. And immediately his fame spread throughout Galilee. Many times, sometimes people, including myself, many times in the past, I've gone to church and I've left the church the same way I came in. We need to get back to basics. Amen. We need to get back to the basics of the Bible of the Lord Jesus Christ. Sometimes I come into church and I'm broken up and depressed or sorrowful or angry or perturbed or whatever, but then I go back out the same way. Jesus never separated healing from casting out demons. He never did. He never did. Jesus was known as the man who can cast out evil spirits, and that was his first public ministry. Go to Mark 1, verse 32. At evening when the sun had set, they brought to him all who were sick and those who were demon-possessed. I am a Christian. Many of you are Christians. I have the living God in me, the Holy Spirit. I have the Lord Jesus Christ in me. But I cannot be possessed because I am owned by the Lord, but I can be afflicted by bad emotions and by bad, hard things. I can be afflicted by things that are bothering me, whether it's relational or financial or whichever way. And we need to understand and begin to understand that there's two things that we're working at. We ignore sometimes these things because we think it's life as usual. But God has a bigger plan. He's never meant to leave us the same. When we were in worship tonight, it was like things began to come off. And I'm like, oh my God, you're here. You're here. they brought Mark 1:33, and the whole city was gathered together at the door, and he healed many who were sick with various diseases, cast out many demons, and he did not allow the demons to speak. because they knew him. They came to be healed, and when Jesus healed them, he casted out the demons. I'll tell you what, ministries can be aborted prematurely. I was sick so many times in the past with upper respiratory sinus infection, month after month after month of antibiotics, month after month, and I couldn't figure that out. Why? Because I fasted and I prayed, and I said, I don't get this. I don't get why am I sick. I don't get why I see other Christians being sick. I don't get that. I can't reconcile the word with this. What's going on, God? And the Lord said, I have a call upon your life. I got a ministry for you to take place and hold of. But he said, the devil has sent a strong attack and delusion against you so that you will get your mind off of the things of God, and you will get so caught up in what's going on here. You'll get so looking down at the situation, and like that, the ministry is aborted. And the Lord said, no more. The Lord said, no more. We cannot let this happen anymore. Amen. Amen. And it was, you know, I fasted and I prayed and I asked God, what's going on? But I slowly began to come into a time of healing. But it was like I had to contend for the word of God. I had to contend. It's a living word. Okay, to be demonized means to be afflicted by a demon. To be demon-possessed means possession. Possession suggests ownership. In my case, no. I belong to Jesus. I belong to God. Maybe I'm afflicted in some point, thought, or deed. But I belong to the King. I belong to the King. Amen. There are places in our lives that we cannot be in complete control. The power that was in Jesus forced out the evil spirit, the same power. And we must begin to speak to that when people come up to the altar to pray, to begin to address that spirit, because we leave them the same way they come in many times. Or else we pray for them and we don't know quite how to pray, and we feel sorry for them and we pity them. And we don't want to embarrass them. And we don't want to call out that situation. We don't want to call out that situation, so we leave them alone. But the Lord says, I never separated healing with these things. I never separated. And I said, but God, I always feel embarrassed. I always want to, in Eskimo way, I always want to erupt them, you know, pity and have compassion. And he said, your love didn't set them free. It did not. My love did. Big correction. Big correction. Mark 1 verse 39. And Jesus was, Mark 1 verse 39, if you got your Bible. And Jesus was preaching in the synagogue throughout Galilee and casting out demons. It was not something he did occasionally or intermittently or now and then, but everywhere he preached, he casted out demons. Jesus never separated his ministry of preaching and healing and casting out demons. And I'm saying this year we must get back to the basics. Let's wake up, church. Wake up. Wake up. Fresh fire. Fresh fire, holy fire. We've gone away from that. It's a disaster. But I seek full deliverance, and I know you do too, because I yearn for the living God. I yearn for the Holy Ghost to come down and light upon me. I yearn to have a one-on-one relationship with God whereby he and I will sup together and meet together. I yearn for him. Luke 4, verse 40 and 41. When the sun was setting, all those who were sick with various diseases brought them to him, and he laid his hands upon them, every one of them, and healed them. And demons came out crying, many crying and saying, you are the Christ, the Son of God. And he, rebuking them, did not allow them to speak, for they knew that he was the Christ. He did not allow them to speak. The Lord told me sometimes you quite don't know how to pray, and you try to dissect it by your little mind, but I want you to speak the word. Speak the word. Just speak the word and let me do the rest. Amen. In Luke 13, verse 11, and behold, a woman who had a spirit of infirmity 18 years. That's a long time. She was bent over and could not in no way rise herself up. But when Jesus saw her, he called out to her to him and said, woman, you are loosed from your infirmity. And he laid hands upon her, and immediately she was made straight and glorified God. That was a total physical condition she was under. The devil had afflicted her 18 years. That's a long time to be sick. But when she, by her faith, went to the man, only Jesus Christ, who can heal her with her faith, he laid hands and she was made whole. And then the Lord said too, lots of times we come up here for a prayer line and we come in to go get prayed for. I want prayer, you know, and blah, blah, blah. And you know what the Lord said? Use your faith. Don't let the minister you pray for them yourself. Use your faith. Use it. Don't come expecting a candy bar and go out with bubble gum. He said, when you come to the altar, come fully expecting, and don't let the minister do it yourself. It is an active thing. We got to wake up. We must wake up that this is fully ours today. Amen. Whew. Thank you, Lord. Satan had bound this poor woman 18 years. Can you imagine 18 years? Luke 13, verse 32. And Jesus said to them, go tell that fox. I wonder who's that fox. That fox is Herod. Go tell that fox, behold, I cast out demons and perform miracles today and tomorrow. Today and tomorrow, and the third day, there's no break in service, no furlough, no government shutdown, no nothing, nothing. It's for today. We must get back to the word. He began casting out demons, and he ended his ministry the same way. Let's go to Matthew 10, verse 1. And when he had called his 12 disciples to him, he gave them power over unclean spirits. Who got power? I got power. We got power over unclean spirits. Let's use it. Let's use it to cast them out and to heal all kinds of sicknesses and all kinds of diseases. That was the first authority he gave his disciples, to cast out evil spirits. That's the first charge he's giving us too from the word. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory. He gave them instructions, saying, verse 7, as you go preach, saying the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Heal the sick, cleanse the leper, raise the dead, cast out the demons, and freely you have given, freely you will receive. Let's get back to the basics. Freely. Amen. Like I said so many times, even when some people pray for me, they don't quite know how to pray, because I'm not trying to lift anything up, but it's hard to get prayer for me. It's hard for me to get prayer sometimes because people think, how am I going to pray for her? But gosh, I suffer just as much as anyone. I suffer too. Any minister, we go through things. Jesus said, don't just say this, these scriptures, demonstrate them today. Luke 10, Jesus sends out 70 others. After these things, the Lord appointed 70 others and also sent them out two by two before his face into every city, place, and where he himself was about to go. Then he said to them, the harvest is truly great, but the laborers are few. Therefore, pray the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into his harvest. Go your way. Behold, I send you as lambs. And then the 70 returned with joy, saying, Lord, even the demons are subject to us in your name. They were impressed that the demons were subject to them. Lord, even the demons are subject to Ruth, to you. Repeat that. Lord, even the demons are subject to us, and we are going to operate in that. We're going to walk in that. Amen. Yeah. Amen. In Mark 16, verse 17, Jesus tells them, go out into all the world, to every creature, to he who believes and is baptized will be saved, but he who does not believe will be condemned. And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name, they will cast out demons. They will speak with new tongues. They will take up serpents, and it will not hurt them. If they drink anything deadly, it will by no means hurt them. And they will lay hands on the sick, and they will recover. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. When I began to talk with the Lord about these things, and he said, sometimes our doctrine has gotten off kilter because we went after this and this and this and this, but the Lord says, my word has never changed. It is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And when you begin to pray for people, address that without a rocking in Eskimo way, feel sorry, have compassion, want to make them feel bad, not want to, and don't want to embarrass them. But we must speak the word. It is time to speak the word. Amen. If the church had followed his orders, man, we would have had big results. In Matthew 12, 26 to 28, if Satan casts out Satan, he is divided against himself. How then will the kingdom stand? And if I cast out demons by Beelzebub, by whom do your sons cast them out? Therefore, they shall be your own judge. But if I cast out demons by the Spirit of God, surely the kingdom of heaven has come upon you. There are two spiritual kingdoms we experience today, and they're clashing. There's the spirit of darkness, spirit of witchcraft and alcoholism and drug abuse and drama and dysfunction. But on the other hand, we have the kingdom of light. But the light came and he overtook the darkness. And we have that authority and that power in our hand to address this thing and to scatter the demons and command them to flee and begin to move among our churches and our city and our state and among our people, where we will spread the word of God. We will spread the word of God without compromise, no more compromise. We walk a holy walk. We walk a holy walk. And when I was talking with the Lord this morning, I was worshiping God. For some reason, I got stuck on an old hymn, God on the Mountain. He's the God on the Mountain. He's the God in the good times and in the bad times. When we use our faith, he's there. And I was worshiping God real heavily this morning. And I heard him. It was like he was saying tonight, I am up here, come up higher. I am up here, come up higher. And his love began to envelope all over. And it was the very things I had been talking to you tonight that I've been questioning him, that I want burned out of me, because I'm not taking him home tonight. I'm not going home the same way from church anymore. I'm not going to go home jealous or annoyed, or I'm not going to go home and beller my husband or my family, but I'm going to serve the living God. He's holy. He's calling us into that holiness. He's calling us into a deep walk. It is a walk that is beginning to divide the light and the dark. And we stand at a crossroad. Where are we going to be tonight? Where will I make my choice tonight? But I'm going to allow him to purify my heart. And I'm going to allow him an audience deep inside of me. When I wanted to get annoyed. Something had to be dealt deep on the inside, and it had to die. It had to die. It has to go. And so when I talked with the Lord, he said, you will speak my word, and you will bring the word to the people, and they shall receive it, because this is the time. We have gone away from this very precious truth, but the Lord said, it is coming back to the church. And do not be ashamed. Do not be ashamed of or have a bad attitude when there's an altar time. I'm not going to go up there because somebody will see me and I'm going to be ashamed and I'm going to be embarrassed. Don't be ashamed. Let the Lord deal with your heart. Let the Lord burn the chaff out, because we are in days where we need God more than ever. We see it all the time on the news. We need the Lord. Satan does not want us to know this truth. He doesn't. He don't want you to hear this message. He doesn't want us to understand the reality of demons. But Jesus gave us that authority. He gave us authority over demons. This reveals the big clash we see between the two kingdoms. And it reveals the supremacy of the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and what he did on the cross for us. It's a distinctive mark of the kingdom of God. So with that, I'm going to ask you. Sometimes when we go through deliverance, there's been hard things that I've had to go through and I've had to deal with. And when I sought deliverance from certain Christians or in my own personal time, I don't know how to tell you in truth and in all honesty, but when I begin to feel a spirit leave, I begin to cough. I begin to feel something break away. But in that time, when that happens, I begin to experience a freedom I've never known before. And when I've had to deal with hard things in my heart and not hide them under the carpet no more, I'm sick of that. I'm sick of that. I'm real tired. I want God. I want God. All of him. Tonight he said, ask and it shall be given unto you. What is it you want from the Lord tonight? And the Lord said to the churches to network and unify like never before in this year. I'll go ahead and let Eleanor take it.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We receive this word tonight. Amen. We receive you, Ruth, and we receive the ministry. We receive these words tonight because this is Bible, people. This is Bible. And yes, a lot of us and a lot of the church has gotten away from it because we feel like we don't want to, like she said, hurt. We've had misplaced compassion, and therefore it's gotten a lot of us to be easily hurt, easily offended, and yet all the while we're petting a demon. and so thank you so much for that, Ruth. I'll keep it very short, but I do want to say that Alaska is stepping into her inheritance. Alaska is stepping into our inheritance. Alaska is embracing her identity. We are embracing our identity. Alaska is growing up as mature sons and daughters of the Most High God. And so what does that all mean? You know, we've heard a lot of teaching on identity and different things, and that's great. But again, the Lord began to share with me that we really needed to come back to the area of deliverance and healing, because they go together. And a lot of focus has been on healing, inner healing. I'm for all that. I have gone through tons and tons of healing and inner healing. And I've also gone through tons and tons of deliverance. And so, I couldn't believe it when we were part of a church for my first 11 years of growing, first time in church, becoming a Christian, becoming Holy Ghost filled. And then when that church fell apart and I had a very vivid dream of three different spirits that I needed to be delivered from a dream, I was shocked. And then the Lord began to show me scripture where that was true, and I needed deliverance. But I'm not going into all that tonight. I do want to share very briefly that thank you so much for praying for me when I was in Texas. I shared there about the Lord anointing me to fight a 20-year battle over my inheritance, over the inheritance of my family. And there were times when I wanted to give up. I wanted to quit. But the Lord said, if you give up, you will not be able to access or come into the fullness of your identity. And if I don't win this battle over the natural inheritance, that I won't win the battle over the spiritual inheritance over Alaska. And I also didn't want my children to have to fight this battle that I was fighting. That if I gave up, they would not, it would be even harder for them. And so whatever battle that you are facing today, don't give up. Don't leave what you're supposed to finish into your children's hands, or your spiritual children's hands, or to somebody else to fight. Each of us has a battle, and he anoints us for that battle. I wish it were all just butterflies and Twinkies, but it's not. You know, God, there is a battle to be won. There is a spiritual warfare, and he talks about it. He says that the spirit is, there is a clash in the kingdoms. And that, you know, and we've got to be dressed for armor. And a lot of times, you know, we don't want to do that, but it's real. And so he taught me some key strategies over the years. But as I prayed, I felt to share a little on some things from John and Cheryl Price's, which they taught in Texas. But the Lord kind of gave me my own little twist on it. And so the Lord began to show me the link between the demonic spirits that keep us from coming into our true identity and on how to access our inheritance. And I'll just give one scripture tonight out of Revelation 21:7. He who is victorious shall inherit all the things, and I will be God to him, and he will be my son. How many things shall we inherit? All. How many things will we inherit? All. Amen. Not just some, not just most of those things, but all of these things. Even as it says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all of these other things shall be added unto us. And a lot of times we don't believe that, because there are demonic spirits, and we're not fully receiving our sonship. We don't know who we are. We're not really receiving our identity in the Lord. And so rather than knowing we are sons, many of us grew up without fathers. Many of us grew up without fathers. And if we did have fathers, some of us were abused by our fathers in the natural and in the spiritual. And so we have a hard time accepting who he is as father and who we are as sons of God. And in the Lord, there is no gender. So I call myself a son of God. And in his kingdom, I have all access. And in my father's house are many mansions. And I'm living in the same room as he is. I don't want to be in one room and he is in the other room. Amen. I want to be everything who he has created me to be. I want to embrace my full identity, not just some of it, all of it. I'm not satisfied with just a little bit. I want it all. Like many of you heard me say, when I got saved, I said, whatever all those crazy people have, I want it more. I want more, God. I want more. I want all of what you have for me. And he's not just going to hand things on a platter to us. He's not just going to go, here you are. I mean, sometimes he will. But there's times in the word it says that the kingdom of God suffers violence and the violent take it by force. We've got to learn to rise up as sons of God and take things by force. Instead, as a church, we've been lulled to sleep. We've been lulled to sleep. And we've been taught not to. We've got to rise up. We've got to believe who God has created us to be. In the spiritual. And we have a hard time accepting who we are. We're used to believing lies about ourselves. And we struggle. And here are some key things that the price has brought out. There's different spirits that keep us from growing up. You know, when we don't fully embrace who we are, and when we allow those demonic spirits to attach themselves to us, we're actually just saying, this is how we are. This is how they are. And we, anyway. So we end up short-circuiting ourselves. We end up staying infants. We can be 60 years old and act like 13 years old. Believe me, I see it all the time. And easy to hurt feelings. It's like you can't say anything strong, otherwise they'll... Anyway, okay, don't get me... Let me stick to my notes. So, there's different spirits like of poverty. Poverty, just staying broke. No, that's not the kingdom of God. The kingdom of God wants us to be wealthy, not just for ourselves. To be wealthy, to help others as the Lord leads, to grow the kingdom of God, advance the kingdom of God. I want a van. I am calling forth a van for Kingdom Alliance. There's people that want to come, but, you know, we don't have a van, so I'm calling that van in right now in the name of Jesus. I'm calling forth a driver. I'm calling forth a bus. I'm calling forth more than enough, Lord God, for your kingdom. Lord God, I thank you and I praise you, God. Lord, I thank you, God, for more than enough for your kingdom. So we bind and take authority over that poverty spirit in Jesus' name. And then there's different spirits like the of low self-esteem, self-hatred. We heard Teresa talk about that. I've had self-hatred. I mean, just... And you loathe yourself. And so that it's a spirit. God doesn't intend for us to have that. There's a lack of stewardship and following through. There's like a poor father and mother and child relationship. And it's not just natural parents. It's between us and like preachers or pastors or ministers. I don't trust them. I mean... Look at them. Did you hear what they said tonight? Did you see how they walked, how they talked? They didn't even give me a hug in the bathroom. I mean, so heal us, Lord. Authority issues, rejection, abandonment. And I'm not making fun of these, but it's true. We've got to look at ourselves in the mirror. I remember when the Lord started showing me areas in my life, and he said, Eleanor, I want you to go to the mirror and look in the mirror every day until you get delivered. And he led me to Psalms, I think it's 45. He says, "You are beautifully and wonderfully created by me, by the Lord." And I would go in and I would feel kind of stupid as all get out. But when God speaks to me, when I hear from him, I don't mind looking foolish. I don't want to be a professional Christian. I don't want to be a professional minister and not be real on the inside. So I'd go in the mirror, Eleanor, you're beautifully and wonderfully created by God. You know, and I just go, man, God, this is just so foolish. And he said, you got to believe it. It's not about your looks. It's about who you are. It's about your spirit, man. I want you to look at yourself differently. Think of yourself differently, because if you loathe yourself, you're going to put that on to other people. And so he delivered me just by that. I mean, just do what he says. Do what he says. And then you can help others. A lot of times we can't help others because we still have this, you know, these rejection, abandonment, poor communication. And there's self-centeredness and victim and self-pity. And that's what she was talking. Some of us have gotten into false humility and a false compassion. And we don't want to really deal with things at hand. We can deal with them in love. God wants us to deal with them in love. But he wants us to tell the truth in love. If we see a spirit, you know, my husband knows. I'm like, if you see something, you need to tell me, because I'll tell him. A lot of times we don't want accountability or alignment, but it's true. You know, on my side, we're a bunch of heretics, and I mean, we can't keep, you know, I mean, heathens, just like, but not anymore. God is saving and delivering us. We're just kind of like rifle slingers and cussers, and you know, and I say, you know, we're really verbal, so when you get around my family, have grace. But I say, Lord, you clean my generation. You know, you deliver us, set us free from these things. And they know I'm gonna tell them the truth in love. And I'm serious with that. And so there's many, many times that we will pray for each other and our family members, not in condemnation, not in a critical way like, oh, your family got this. Man, mine is worster. I mean, and so God knows. He just wants truth on the inward parts. And so there's also lawlessness. We don't want rules. You know, we want to do it my way. And there's slavery to sin, and there's addictions. And the 12th thing that I wrote down is we cannot celebrate others or honor them. When we have this spirit, like the Price has called it a bastard spirit, we cannot celebrate others because it's all about us. We cannot honor them. And Ruth was talking about unity. We must come into a unity by the Spirit. And we've got to be careful in that. I have a little caution. It doesn't mean we act like them. It doesn't mean a cloning. It doesn't, you know, because some of us think unity is, okay, you can't be who God has created you to be. You got to be like me. You got to dress like me. You got to act like me. You got to worship like me. But there's a uniqueness. Every culture has a flavor, including natives. We have a flavor. So I know it gets uncomfortable when we start pounding our drums, but that's what God gave us. What difference is the drums back there? Nothing. It's not demonic. There was times when we were told it's all demonic. It's not demonic. It's unto the Lord. And we learn to, you know, like, you know. So when we get a little, you know, I love going to Cheston. I mean, whoo, talk about life. Anyway, okay, here we go. So the Lord wants to deliver us and heal us. And the Lord showed me the link from these spirits to our identity. And these spirits, they rob us. They rob us. Look at it that way. God wants so much more for you and me. These spirits, they rob us. They don't want you to be who God has fully created you to be. They don't want you to come into your identity in who God created you to be. Beautiful, wonderful, powerful, anointed, more than enough, over the top. Instead, these spirits want to keep you subdued, shut down, schizophrenic, you know, all kinds of personalities. And God wants us to be whole, healed, powerful, you know, more than enough. I mean, you know, there's times when I used to think I was too much. But then, you know what? My husband helped me, and I'm not too much. You know, but God gave us our personalities, Krista. God gave us our personalities. Some of us are quiet. Some of us are loud. Some of us are expressive. Some of us, you know, are in between. Be that, whoever you are. Be that. I won't put my measuring stick out on you. We do that as Christians. We put our measuring stick out. No measuring stick, no arraying, or arucking, whatever that word was. So we want to obtain our inheritance, but we cannot obtain our full inheritance as sons of God if we have all these things hanging on to us. Rejection. They don't like me. They don't want me. I mean, you know. And they lie to us. They lie to us. No more. No more. All these demonic spirits say, well, I don't fit. I don't fit, you know. I just don't fit. No, you fit somewhere. We all fit somewhere. I mean, all these things. Self-centeredness, self-pity. You know, can't honor or celebrate someone. When someone wins, let's celebrate with them. When God's hand is on someone, hallelujah, glory to God. God is bringing the unity by his Spirit. God is bringing us back to the basics of the Word and the power of the Word. The Word and the Spirit. Thank you, Lord. And so I want to make some decrees over us. If we can stand, if any of these things touched you, if there is anything there that the Lord showed you, highlighted to you, I've struggled with abandonment, Lord. Yeah, I've struggled with trust issues of fathers and mothers in the Lord. I've struggled with authority. Whatever it is, just want to pray over you. I want to make a some corporate declarations. And then if someone needs even more prayer after, there will be some people that will be here to pray with you privately as well. So, Heavenly Father, we just come before you now. And we declare and decree now, O God, that we will follow your word and your spirit, Lord God. God, I ask that you would forgive us, O God, as the Church of Alaska, Lord God. Father God, for waning, O God, on your word and your spirit. And Lord God, we say, Lord God, that you, O God, would just begin to deal with us and meet with us, O God, even as we repent, O God, for not fully following hard, O God, after your word and after your spirit. And so, Lord God, we just say right now, God, and we ask that you would deliver us, Lord God, for believing lies, O God, and demonic spirits, O God, that would try to keep us, God, in poverty or low self-esteem or self-hatred, God, or having authority issues or having rejection or abandonment, O God, or self-centeredness. Oh God, a victim spirit, self-pity, we command to go in the name of Jesus. We break the spirit of lawlessness, oh God, off from our land, Lord God. We break off, oh God, the slavery to sin and addictions, oh God. We break the spirit of death and suicide, oh God, off from our peoples and off from this land right now. In the name of Jesus, we come out of agreement with it right now in Jesus' name. And Lord God, we declare and decree now, oh God, God, that this spirit, oh God, these spirits, oh God, will have no rule over us, oh God. We command them to take their dirty, rotten hands off from us and off from our households, Lord God, off from our children and our grandchildren, off from our generations now, oh God. We break the spirit, oh God, of abuse and suicide right now in Jesus' name. And Lord God, we declare and decree, oh God, right now, oh God, that Alaska, oh God, shall move forward, Lord God, in the power and the demonstration of your word, Lord God, with deliverance and healing, oh God, and supernatural anointings, oh God, that we would come into, oh God, the fullness of our identity, oh God, and we would grab hold, oh God, of the inheritance, oh God, that you have for us, oh God, and we will walk in that fullness, Lord God, of who you have created us to be in Jesus' name. And everybody said, amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
You know, tonight, from the very beginning, right up front, it's been a different service. You know, we come in expecting God to move one way, but he wants to move in a new way. And for 2019, he wants for Alaska to move forward. And that's you. And that's me. I appreciate the word that Cheston brought as far as, you know, we're in a house in the Holy Spirit and we're on the other side. And these things that have come to afflict us in the demonic realm, and you can get in there and study it for yourself, what the Word of God says. And I highly encourage you to study it yourself. But these things have come to separate us from our purpose and calling in God. And in 2019, he's calling us to come together with him and with each other. But I want to just read this one passage to you. And it's one that Ruth read earlier. But this is in Luke chapter 11. And Jesus had rebuked a spirit, a mute spirit, off this person. And he called it a mute spirit. And then when he rebuked that spirit, the man began to speak and talk. And all the people around him says, oh, well, he casts out demons by Beelzebub, the ruler of demons. And Jesus, knowing their thoughts, said, Every kingdom divided against itself will not stand. And he went on to say, if I cast out demons by the finger of God, then surely the kingdom of God has come upon you. The kingdom of God has come upon Alaska and is coming upon Alaska more and more and more in powerful ways. And if we cast out demons by the finger of God, then surely the kingdom of God has come upon us. When we pray for others and allow His Spirit to flow through us, the kingdom of God is being released through us. And all of us have this calling that we would do the works that He did and greater works. So as far as this meeting here in Kingdom Alliance, it's about being trained up to walk in the power of His Spirit and to walk in His kingdom. And truly, that is what we're going to do.